sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome back, folks.
Flower field all day long. I can catch.
We are going into our second hour of the American Freedom Party Report. We're scheduled to have as a special guest John P. O'Connell from Ireland. I don't know whether he's with us right now. Not yet. So we haven't got Mr. O'Connell. Hopefully we'll be able to bring him to you, but we got so much to cover here. But, oh, my goodness. I was talking about this great column from Adriana Cohen. And it's beautiful. It just sounds like a great patriot column. So I looked Adriana Cohen up a little more, you know, with the Boston Herald. I thought, wow, this is great patriot stuff from a woman named Adriana Cohen. Well, her maiden name is Adriana Lucia Gale. She's a Roman Catholic. Looks like from her birthday, she's 48 years old. And wow. Now, it's just us guys on the bus, right, George?
Just us guys.
No hot mics?
No hot mics.
Okay, just as okay, John. Yeah. John, excuse me. I'm gonna bring you in just a moment. I'm in the middle of a joke. I apologize. I think you'll appreciate it too. So it's just us guys on the bus. George, Adriana, Lucia Gale, hot, hottie. She's a beautiful woman.
She's a beautiful woman,
and I love her column. That she writes. She also does a radio show, apparently, for the Boston Herald. So, folks, this is what guys do when they see a beautiful woman. They don't say there goes an exquisite woman. You know, there are other words that are used and so on. That's what Donald Trump did, and that, folks, is a non-event. But now I don't want to step on John O'Connell's time anymore. I might just, you know, John, have you been following? But first, let me just introduce you. This is John P. O'Connell coming to you, folks, all the way from Ireland. Mr. O'Connell, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, James. Thank you. Good to be on with you again.
Yeah, and I hope you don't mind that, you know, the whole world has this penetrated over to, pardon, well, let's get a different metaphor there. Has this traveled over to Europe?
Oh, God, yeah, it has. And, you know, let's be honest about it. Let's be very perfectly honest about it, James. The issue here is this, right? That the worst thing that can happen to people in the United States is that you elect that woman, my God, you know. Yeah. And, you know, absolutely, I just hope to God that the people in the United States will have enough sense because, well...
Well, now, John, tell me,
reading.
John, do people in Ireland have sex?
Do they have sex? Well, they try to cover it up, you know.
Okay. Well, we hear that they do. And so does Donald Trump. And what we were covering just
we are overrun with a load of faggots at the moment, you know. We have a situation here now where we got political correctness and it's gone mad, and liberal agenda is everywhere. We've embraced the whole thing in 20 years, just 20 years, less than 20 years in our country, James.
Yeah, well, this is what we're having to deal with. And folks, you know, the parallel between our brothers and sisters like John in Europe and ourselves is complete. These hypocrites, these liberals who push things like 50 Shades of Grey, this woman who wrote 50 Shades of Grey, what's her name again? E.L. James. Yeah, E.L. James, a Brit, you know, and bless her heart. You know, she's got a book that's made her a billionaire. But this salacious stuff is lionized by the left. The liberals love her. She was named one of the 100 most influential people on earth by Time magazine back in 2012. That's how much they like. That's how much they like what she's doing. So the my point being is that, and then what John, Mr. O'Connell was referring to, that you know, all of these really weird proclivities and strange people that appear at these strange events, like these LGBTQ events. These people also are lionized by the left. These are heroes to these people, and who are now, they're all of a sudden they're prudes, and they're horrified, and they're offended, and Hillary Clinton is just offended that somebody would use this word. Are there no children listening? Are there no children in the audience? Pussy! Oh my gosh! Who's ever heard that word? Is anybody? And I loved that. Yeah, go ahead.
And you know, James, under the Quran, they are executed.
Well, yes. So that's why they want to bring all these.
And they support Islam.
Yeah,
it says in Qadid very clearly that, you know, apostrophe is put to death.
Yes. Yes. The well,
the liberal, the madness of all this, the danger is, you see, that what they have done, they put the fear in the natives, right?
Yes.
That, you know, the natives are all under threat continuously for this liberal left socialist Marxist ideology, that the natives are afraid to say boo. And do anything because they're threatened by their own attorneys. They're threatened by their own law systems in these countries.
Right.
The indigenous people are being, it's genocide, really. That's what it is, against the native peoples of these countries, including mine in the last 20 years. They've just escalated this liberal, socialist, Marxist agenda. You know, and I just hope there's somebody listening in Ireland somewhere tonight that, you know, because nobody has got the guts to speak up about this political correctness, to stand up against this liberal socialist agenda in the country, you know, and, you know, what's going on the campuses. The damage is being done in the universities globally. That's where the damage is doing. And then at the primary school level as well, where you've got 14, 15-year-olds. Being taught this rubbish, you know.
Yes, indeed.
You know, so that's the other thing. You know, but in Europe.
Hey,
John O'Connor, this is George. I'm a sidekick here with James. I love what you're saying. Please let me add a little analysis. I mean, you talked about, you've hit ground zero in America about political correctness. That's the biggest thing Donald Trump is taking on. And the very tip of the spear of political correctness is our radical feminist movement. So what just happened in the last four days is they've dredged this thing up to make Donald Trump as suddenly has offended the radical feminists.
Yeah, I know.
I like it because rank and file America hates radical feminists too. Radical feminists are just somebody who can make you lose your job or get you in big trouble. Or make you miserable.
And they target the people in their jobs, you know, if you're known, oh, he's a racist, he said something, and then they'll put a picket outside the gate of that factory, that shop, that hospital where you might work, that motel you might work in, to say, you know, you should sack this fella because he's a Nazi fascist racist.
Let's expand this out, John. So that we're talking less about what we're doing here over at this side of the pond with Trump and more to what you and our other cousins are doing in Europe, which is let's expand this political correctness matter. Donald Trump represents, above all, he is a revolt against political correctness, a breakout of white people from being controlled through this mind control mechanism that George Orwell talked about in his brilliant, brilliant book, 1984. In Europe, these feminists and others, these politically correct people, censors, what is their feeling, all you politically correct leftists out there in Europe, when you saw hundreds and hundreds of white girls being raped and groped, fondled, abused by and beaten by Muslim, young Muslim men, and older ones too, in Cologne, Germany. In Cologne, Germany. What did you think, you feminists? What did that do? Was it the fault of these women? You know, what did you think about these open borders, this 1 million Muslims coming into Germany in 1 year? And these people can't even wait. Their impulse control is so low that these Muslims are raping white girls in Cologne like immediately. They can't even wait, you know, to like have a little bit of subtlety and wait 5 years or 10 years before they destroy your society.
Because they're coming from a direct medievalism into civilization in Europe.
Yes.
Where things are done in an ordinary way, but it's not done in a tribal way.
They're coming from
medievalism, tribalism, if you like.
Yes. And folks, you're hearing from a European, John P. O'Connell, in Ireland. Are you in Dublin, John?
I'm in Dublin, yes. I'm in Dublin, Ireland. There's a lot of people that are rising up. There's a party called Identity Ireland, right? And there's also another party called the Celtic People's Party. And I think that's one of the parties that is going somewhere, really. Because he's, you know, it's called the CelticPeople'sParty.org. That's the website, if anybody wants to look at that and support that. And then, of course, there's the Identity Party as well. You know, IdentityIreland.ie. IdentityIreland.org, I think, and IdentityIreland.ie. That's the website for that one. So if people want to send emails to them and give them their support by just encouraging them to speak out more. Because we're under such a lot of political correctness, a lot of people aren't speaking out because they're afraid to. So there is an attack there. There is an attitude, you know. So
Walk us through a tour of our brothers and sisters in Europe, you know, which is our homeland, all of us white folks in America. You know, we are the descendants of you, our European cousins. Well, we're the brothers and sisters. We're the cousins of the same. We go back to the same great grandparents in Ireland and Norway and Germany and France and Italy and Switzerland. Give us a walkthrough of some of the nationalist parties that have sprung up absolutely in parallel with the Trump phenomenon here in America. But I just mentioned a few names of parties that interest us, like the Freiheitliche Partei Österreich, the FPO, the Austrian Freedom Party, the Hungarians have two parties. They're patriotic, Jobbik, and the party also of Viktor Orban, another one. The Swedish Democrats, Sverige Demokraterna in Sweden. There are political parties now in Britain. Of course, we have the Front National in France. Every single European country has got a nationalist party. Just tell us some of the things going on in Europe right now that interest you.
Well, first of all, James, what's happening in Europe is that they're trying to cover up these organizations getting the publicity where the indigenous citizens are backing their organizations. But there's such a strong liberal socialist media, we're not getting the full legal reports. But we know from the internet and looking at different things, you see the riots that are happening in Germany and in Austria and Denmark and Sweden and all these countries. But these parties are getting stronger, and the sooner they topple Merkel, the better. But you're not getting a real, honest, true report on what's going on, because it's being hushed up most of the time. You know, you're going to have to start to see and look from your own initiative and see what's going on. But the elections in Austria, it looks like they're 4% ahead. And in Germany as well, there's the DF something it's called. I can't pronounce it in German.
But the AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland.
Dutchland, they're doing very well as well. They're really organized, and they're, of course, they're trying to cover up everything that they're doing, but they're getting a lot of support, and there's a lot of progress. They'll get a huge come the next round of elections in Germany, that they will do very, very well, I'm sure. So there is a rising. It's basically in Europe and France, Germany, Austria, all these countries where if you take Ireland and England, really they're scattered. It's like the people are almost stupefied with political correctness. They're afraid to do anything and even organize. In Britain, they're better at organizing than they are in Ireland. For my own country to say for my own country that they're almost so stupefied and afraid. It's just it's an issue. It's a big issue, you know. But there is some very good people in Ireland, but as regard organizing themselves, they're just naive to what's going on. And because I travel a fair bit myself, of course, I know what's going on. That's the difference. Yeah.
Well, and you know, this is, you know, as brothers and sisters in European nations, we here in America, you know, a lot of people don't realize this. The largest white nation on earth, founded entirely by we white folks and built by us, 2.3 million of us have died fighting for this country. In our long history, the longest history of an organized constitution, peaceful transition constitution in the world, we are by far the largest white nation on earth, with at least 200 million white folks in America. And the next in line would be Russia, which something a little bit over 100 million white folks in Russia. Then Germany, with help me with my numbers here, John, but something like 65 million Germans. And then next in line, I think, would be France and Britain, would they not?
Yeah, well, of course, there's a lot of damage done in Britain because of the post-colonial past that they've had as well, you know, and the people are made feel guilty when these people come and show that you shouldn't be racist, you should be welcoming them, you see. Because Britain has a past, you see. This is the whole thing. So they put the complex and the guilt on the people, you know. And that's happening in Germany today with the present German people. They're made to feel guilty about their past, and they're apologizing. And they're so politically correct. It's the worst, really, I think, even to the UK and Ireland, as regard political correctness, because the minute there's any sign that the system clamps down in the citizens immediately, because they know what happened during the Second World War, and the present generation of youths and older generation of people are made to feel guilty from that past, which is dreadful, isn't it?
That sure was a catastrophe. Our great catastrophe here was the Civil War. 620,000 of our finest young men died fighting each other for nothing. World War One, that generation that was sacrificed in World War One, a very, very heavy toll on Britain. An insane war, which Ireland had the brains to stay out of.
They did, because we had a president at the time that wanted to sort of keep Ireland poor under he was De Valera, and he was an asshole, complete, excuse the expression, you know, there's an attitude kind of thing. He was actually an American citizen, believe it or not, of Irish parents.
Well, but the point being,
He wanted to keep Ireland poor, really.
Well, but the point I was trying to make,
naive and Catholic.
My point of praise for Ireland was Ireland has had the brains to stay out of these world wars, just as Norway and Switzerland have had the brains to stay out of the EU. And I wish Ireland had made the same choice. Boy, I know you wish. We'll talk about it after this break. Yeah. If only Ireland had stayed out of the EU. We'll talk about that after this break.
Yeah, okay.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on the air, folks.
A man is hard to be.
Thanks for being with us on this momentous day. This is October 9th, 2016. And, of course, we're all girding ourselves for the debate tonight between our man, Donald Trump, and the enemy's stooge, Hillary Clinton. Ah, my gosh, you know, this is going to be something. And, you know, John, you know, it's an unbelievable thing. Our guest is John P. O'Connell, who's in Dublin, Ireland. And, of course, many of us in the audience here in America, John, we have Irish roots. You know, we can trace our, you know, we can trace back to Ireland, so many of us. In fact, that's a famous thing about Ireland is that they're, I don't know what the actual numbers are, John. You may be more current on this, but the number of, in effect, Irishmen outside of Ireland is on the order of magnitude of the Irish in Ireland.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
And
in Boston and Chicago and New York, the major cities in the U.S., certainly these very big Irish communities. You know, you're talking about millions, second, third generation of Irish.
Yeah? I wouldn't be surprised if that very beautiful woman, Adriana Lucia Gale, who is Roman Catholic, which is very common in Ireland, of course, I wouldn't be surprised if she is, and she's in Boston, writes for the Boston Herald. I wouldn't be surprised if she's got some Irish roots. We were reading her column before you came on the air. Now, we've got three callers waiting in line here. Mike in Kentucky, Joe in Indiana, and Nancy in California, and engineer. I'm going to go out of order, with apologies to Mike and Joe. I'm going to go out of order and go to Nancy in California first, mainly because I want to apologize to Nancy for being so rough on her the last time she was on the air. Nancy, can you hear me?
I can. And you know what? I realize that you misunderstand me. And you kind of have jumped to conclusions sometimes, but
Nancy, I do that.
Maybe
Nancy,
this will help you understand.
Let me give you my apology, because you don't have to explain it. Let me give you my apology first. Sometimes, you know, this happens to all of us. It certainly happens to callers. You know, this is such a tense moment in our history that it's possible to get very worked up. And so you were, I think, about to make a legitimate point of wondering, well, why is Giuliani such a hero? And I overreacted.
Before we talk about that, one thing to say. Yes. I have been a Donald Trump supporter. And what I see happening right now is that people are straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel. It's ridiculous, the people who have attacked him, as though they're so pristine and in a position to throw stones, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who had an affair with his maid, who he fathered a child with, all while living in the same home with his wife. So,
Has Schwarzenegger criticized Trump?
Oh, yes. Oh, everybody's having a big heyday right now over something that Trump said. Over something Trump said over 10 years ago, as though he's the same person he was 10 years ago. It's ridiculous.
I'll give you a funny little story, Nancy. Nancy, I'll give you a funny little story about Arnold Schwarzenegger. My mother's home, my family's home in the Pacific Palisades, California, on the other side of our fence was Maria Shriver and, you know, the wife of Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's being cheated on right there in that house,
right.
Over mm-hmm. our backyard fence. Mm-hmm. So Arnold was our neighbor.
I think your dad was the judge, right?
My dad was an industrial designer and vice president at Packard Bell Electronics.
Okay. It was somebody else then who has a... Okay. I cannot keep all of you guys straight sometimes. And I, comparatively speaking, only found RBN a relatively short time ago. So I don't know who's who there yet, but yeah. So as far as Giuliani, I would like to hear what you have to say.
Well, I think there's something good to be said about Rudy Giuliani here as a model of what Trump is all about. I'm not that intimately familiar with Rudy Giuliani's record as a politician and so on, and his positions on various things. But being from New York City, having been the mayor of New York City, I know in order to become the mayor of New York City, he's had to take probably some liberal stands on some issues. And I'm going to come right back to that. And I think we're going to make a point about Trump, about how good Trump really is based on Giuliani. We'll see you all, folks, in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Okay, there's some music to wake everybody up after I put you to sleep. This is James Kelso. This is the American Freedom Party Report on Sunday here, our three-hour extravaganza before the colossal, momentous, history-shattering debate between Donald Trump and this disgrace of a woman, Hillary Clinton. We're all getting geared up for it. We've got a very special guest from Ireland, John P. O'Connell, and we have Nancy on the phone. Nancy, are you still with us?
I am still here.
Okay, I'll just here's my little Giuliani point. To become elect mayor of New York, he's had to, I'm sure, take some liberal positions and so on. So he's not you know, the pure pristine take the patriot stance that somebody from Salina, Kansas can take. But but what's wonderful about Donald Trump is he has attracted people who understand Giuliani understands that this moment is that it's life or death for our people, for our white race, for our American people in this case. It's a life or death moment. So all the other issues, you know, tax issues, social issues, and so on, they have to be, and I think this is where Giuliani really has it. When you listen to his speeches, this is why I like him so much, Nancy. I forgive whatever positions he's taken that are not so hot, because he understands this is life or death for us, this election. And he said it so clearly, and he's such a good speaker. He might even be a better speaker than Donald Trump in some ways. He says, which is saying a lot, he makes it clear, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to have another election. If you blow it on this one, you know, that's it. So the fact that he understands that, and he understood it early, and he endorsed Trump early, to me, that's a shining star for Rudy Giuliani. It's why I like him so much, Nancy. But if you have some,
It's hard to just accept everything as it's presented, because we've been deceived so many times. But
yes, we have.
I do believe that what concerned me was his comments after 9/11, and his from what I understand, he had the typical mainstream position when it came to 9/11.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting topic, and I'm very interested in 9/11. I wish I could talk about it more on this show, and I will, because I've really studied it. I've gone to Ground Zero. I was born in New York City. I've gone, you know, mm-hmm. My parents are from Nebraska. They were students in New York when I was born, but in 1948. But we'll talk about that, Nancy. And I guess okay. In this call, the reason I jumped you ahead in the line, I just wanted to be sure.
It's nice hearing your voice, Nancy, as well. So
Thank you very much. I look forward to hearing your discussion together. So I'll let you get to other callers. I've taken.
And Nancy, before you go, I just wanted to make sure that you're feeling the love, because I'm feeling the love again, and I apologize for being curt with you the other day.
No, I totally just understood. You just didn't understand. You didn't get it yet. It was okay. It happened.
Many people can say that about me, that I don't get it yet.
Trying to say that you didn't. I just, maybe I'm not always clear in what I say. I'm not saying that you are dense. I'm just saying that maybe it's the way I present things. So, okay?
I thank you, Nancy. Thank you very much.
All right.
Now,
bye-bye.
Let's go. Thank you, Nancy. Let's go back to our guest who's been waiting patiently, John P. O'Connell. Staying up. It's not late for you, John, but
no. It's our time is only 20 to 10 at night, I'll be staying up late tonight as well.
I want to let you give our audience. I'm looking at it now. George is looking at it. This marvelous website that you recommended to us off the air. Tell the folks about the Celtic People's Party of Ireland website. What is the URL? And just say a little bit about it in recommending it.
Well, Tony has set up this organization because he feels a very strong feeling that I feel about the nation, the way this country is going. And he's just getting it out there against all the odds,
Give the folks the address.
It's on there, actually.
Well, let me give it. Folks, here it is. It's CPP. That stands for Celtic People's Party. CPPIreland.org. CPPIreland.org. A beautiful website working for the preservation and promotion of the Celtic people of Ireland. Go ahead, John.
And there's an info email address there too, if you see it, so you can give that out there. If people get up the website, they'll know anyhow.
CPP Ireland.org. Put that in your bookmark. That in your favorites, folks. Yeah. And John, we look forward if you can arrange for Tony O'Neill. if you'd like to be a guest on our show, or anybody else associated with the Celtic People's Party of Ireland, or any of the other nationalist parties in Europe.
If you email him there, I'm sure, if you just email him and just say you had me on your show, he certainly, okay, I'm sure, would come on, definitely, as well. And you'll find him most interesting, what he's got to say about Europe and Ireland in the present day and the genocide that's being committed in our island of 5 million people, really.
And what are the chances? Current population is 5 million?
Yeah, but it's now about 6 million with immigrants.
What is the likelihood that Ireland will follow Britain in exiting from the EU?
Well, we are so politically correct here, and we're controlled by liberals and leftists, Marxists, in the political regime, the system. It's unlikely, in fact, that it could follow, because there's no real public clout. There's nobody in public life here who has got the courage to stand up. Tony has, and he's doing it by the Celtic People's Party. That's the first step. That's really the first thing that's happening and sticking up for this to happen through that organization. That's why it's important that he's supported, by being encouraged by people that might want to come and speak with his organization, or help him to spread the message in the United States or in Europe, talking about people in Europe as well that might want to help, you know.
Of course, this is what we're all doing, John. We are, as we make progress in each of our white nations, we can give encouragement, or if people, you know, people can use the term European if they like, Western if they want to get even more euphemistic. Like Pat Buchanan wrote his book, Death of the West. The original title was Death of the White Race, but the publisher changed it to Death of the West. Well, the West isn't dying. What is the West? But the euphemisms, that's fine. But we encourage each other. So the Brits, in getting out of the EU, what a tremendous body blow to the globalism. Yeah.
Absolutely. And our politicians, one from one country, which is Ireland, to the UK, and tried to tell the Irish community in the UK to vote to stay in. They got involved. They stuck their nose in the business of the British getting out of that.
That's what Obama did. What chutzpah. Obama traveled to Britain, and he not only told our British cousins not to vote to leave the EU, he said, if you do, you will go to the end of the line in trade negotiations with the United States. What a jerk.
Yes, absolutely. And then they're going to vote in this Hillary Clinton to have more. She'll be worse than him.
Yes. Yes, she will.
I mean, I'm surely be to God. And also I think Mike Pence is a good man running with Donald Trump. So, you know, he's a stabilizer. You know.
Well,
you know, Mike. Pence.
Now let's look at a couple more European parties while you're still with us. More good news from our European cousins in Hungary. Last week there was a vote, a referendum to the people of Hungary, 8 million voters. And the question was, I don't have it printed right in front of me, but paraphrasing, it was simply a question that you had to answer yes or no. And the question was, should we allow the European Union to order the Parliament and nation of Hungary to accept refugees admitted by the EU? Yes or no? Yes or no? And the answer, get this, folks, talk about a Trump phenomenon. Of the people that voted, which were slightly under 4 million of the 8 million eligible voters, that's a good turnout, actually. 98% said N-O.
Yeah. And they had to have 50% in the parliament to pass it or something to be acceptable, well, to go with the people's opinion. And it was supposed to be below that 48% or something. I don't know how that works out.
It would have been the referendum would have carried even more clout if a few more people had voted. They got like 48% of the vote. 98% of the 48% said no. If two more percentage points had voted, the referendum would have carried even more clout. But Viktor Orban, the leader in Hungary, has said that's not going to stop him or the Patriots. They're going to put the pressure on the parliament to enact a similar resolution enacted by the parliament, not just a referendum. And they're going to push this. Viktor Orban is leading the charge in the EU, saying we don't want, go to hell with your refugee program, Angela Merkel. And by the way, the parallel between Angela Merkel and Hillary Clinton is amazing. These two ladies are peas in a pod. So we've got that good news, folks, from Hungary. Now let's go to their neighbor in Austria. We have good news from Austria. There is a party there like the American Freedom Party. We're the AFP here in America, and we invite you to join the American Freedom Party. Our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. It's easy to join. All the information needs right there on the website. Well, there's an AFP in Austria, a sister party to us in spirit, and that is in the Austrian acronym. It's FPO, the Freiheitliche Partei Österreich, the Freedom Party of Austria. They had an election a bit ago, and their FPO candidate for the president of Austria was a man named Hofer, H-O-F-E-R. He almost won. He did win in the three-way race, but then in the two-way runoff, he just narrowly lost to the Green Party candidate. The High Court in Austria ruled upon petition that the election there had been irregularities in the election, which made it necessary to redo the election. And this, we'll cover this on this show, folks, very closely. On December 4th, this election will be held again. And the current polling, this is wonderful, the FPO's Hofer, the Austrian Freedom Party, is leading in the polling. So we may have a Donald Trump-like figure, Hofer, leading Austria come December 4th. Ain't that good?
Yeah, that's right, because it was a postal vote of 31,000 that was rigged there, you know?
Right.
That made it swing the other way.
We're also going to have some, the American Freedom Party will have some interesting reports from Europe in the last week of October. I can't give you details now, but we will have some American Freedom Party executives who will be in Europe for some Patriot events in Europe at the end of October. That's all I can tell you now, but there'll be lots to say toward the end of October and the first week of November. We'll be talking a lot about what our American Freedom Party executives see and hear in Europe. And they will be including such things as what's going on in Hungary and in Austria right now. Well, John, take us anywhere else you'd like to go on the European continent. And
Well, as I've just said, James, that it was the postal vote that was the con there, was the fiddle. And that's right. Why the election was actually recalled, because there was postal fraud.
Yes.
In Austria. And,
oh, you know, talking with you earlier, you had some good news for me. I asked you how the Brexit is going, the exit of Britain from the European Union. And you gave me some dates and so on that should be encouraging to the audience. Go ahead and share that.
Well, the final date would really be in 2 years, 5 months away, something like that. It'd be the 31st of March, 2019. but further they'll end up coming out before that within a year or so when it's all done and dusted, I don't know. But by that period, everything, they'll have got everything back by that. It's like having a writing pad and you're writing down everything that you want to get back, what you've signed up to in 1972, and they just have to tick all the boxes to make sure they get back everything. That's why there is a sort of a notice of a period of 2 years given out, so they can examine everything to make sure they get everything negotiated and legislated and brought back to complete order, to sovereign policy, to sovereignty in the state.
Yeah, and let me mention to our callers, Mike in Kentucky and Joe in Indiana, don't give up, gentlemen. We still got you on the line, and we'll get you into the show. Concerning the Brexit, here's an interesting touch. You probably saw this yourself in Dublin there. But when that tremendous vote came in, it was by coincidence, Donald Trump was there in Scotland when the great vote came in. I'll talk about that moment in Ayrshire right after this break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black.
I ain't black.
I ain't a yellow.
I ain't yellow.
White boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Okay, we're back. We're back. Now, what is to Irish ears, John P. O'Connell, to Irish ears, that's classic American country, that sound there. That's Merle Haggard, who died on April 6th, real loss to us and to our music. But, you know, talking about your Celtic roots in Ireland and mine and much of our audience.
I love it. I love that, it, James.
Do we sound a little strange to you when we talk that way?
No, not at all. No, I've been in Kansas, and I've been down in Branson, Missouri. I've seen that music down there, you know, so I know what it's like, and it's great. Not at all. No, I think it's terrific. Well, when I came there some years ago, I felt very much at home, actually. So,
well, Merle Haggard, one of his monikers was Poet of the People. And boy, did he really sing our music and sing how we feel. And that song right there, I'm just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. And it's just so beautiful.
It's good.
And he really, he was the tops. He was the best writer, the best musician.
There's a few names flashing up on my screen here, James. Obviously, there are people that would probably like to call in or something and ask questions.
Yeah, let's go to see the callers.
There's Mike, and there's a few people there. Maybe they want to say something.
Let's go to our callers. Let me see who we have. We've got two, Mike in Kentucky and Alan in South Carolina. Let's start with the man who's been waiting the longest, Mike in Kentucky. Are you still breathing, Mike?
Yeah, I think you should add the Bellamy Brothers, that song that kind of got banned from Clear Channel Radio. I'm just a white boy Methodist, and what you do and say today, it doesn't go away. It'll just come back and burn your ass tomorrow. It's called Jalapenos. Yeah. It's called Jalapenos. Yeah. They went on a European tour after their song got banned from the radio here in the United States about, I don't know, 5 years ago. It's called Jalapeno.
Great tune and a great band, the Bellamy Brothers.
Right, and of course, one of the verses is, I'm just a white boy Methodist. But, Donald Trump, the Gropinator coming out against him is just too much to take. I mean, and don't you think, I was surfing that thing, that newfangled thing called the Internet, and I come across all these images of all these buxom babes on buzz bombs on World War II airplanes, and I think we should get a written apology from all those he-men that flew on those World War II bombers with these scantily clad women. Some of them ain't even riding the bomb side saddle. So, I mean, how sexist can you get? I mean, no last rights for these men that flew on, that dared to get on those planes. I mean, come on.
Mike, come on, don't go anywhere. I love it. I love it. Stay with us, Mike. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system, The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.